Hello and welcome to episode 41 of the Behind the Curtain Ministry Podcast. This is the 41st and final episode of this podcast. That is right, you heard correctly. The curtain is closing. I am taping this final episode to let you know where you can find two brand new podcasts that I am hosting and co-hosting. I would highly encourage you to jump over to those podcast feeds. They will not be on Podbean the way this podcast is. They are over on podcasts.com, but you can also find both of them on iTunes as well as Google Play. One of the podcasts is the Beyond the Battle podcast. That is the name of my book and is one of the main reasons I'm closing down the Behind the Curtain podcast. Behind the Curtain has been awesome. I'm going to do a little bit of reflection on that podcast here in this final episode. But as I've written Beyond the Battle about sexual purity, about marriage, singleness, lust, pornography, these sorts of things, I really wanted a avenue to be able to interact with readers and listeners specifically around that topic. I think it's a topic that is not talked about in the church the way it should be. And sometimes a venue like podcasting is a safe way people can subscribe, listen, interact, write. And so I would highly encourage you to check out the Beyond the Battle podcast for that reason. And that podcast is just me talking for now. I may have some guests down the road, but it's primarily me working through the contents of the Beyond the Battle book. And so I would encourage you to check that podcast out. The second podcast that I just began is the Black and White Theology podcast. I'm co-hosting with my friend, Pastor Tyler St. Clair. We have a lot of fun together. Some of you that have followed my podcasting journey know that a couple years ago we did a podcast called Chopping It Up together with Tyler and another friend of ours, Kyle Lake. And Chopping It Up was a conversation about race. And Black and White Theology is twofold. The name has a double meaning. One of the meanings of Black and White Theology is I'm white and Tyler is black. And we talk about a race relations issue every single episode. The second meaning of the Black and White Theology podcast is in today's day and age, we often look at theology as if there's no right answers out there. Like everything is relative and everything's up for interpretation. And so what Pastor Tyler and I attempt to do is show via scripture on some really controversial as well as some really foundational, really significant theological points, the things in the Bible that are black and white, things that are just true, they're on the page. To say something different would really just be our opinion. And then we also talk about some things that are gray areas for different reasons, different biases, different traditions. There are different ways of interpreting certain texts, and it leads faithful Christians to disagree and those sorts of things. And so we talk about theology in that way of what in our estimation is black and white, and what in our estimation is, okay, yeah, there's some room to disagree here, but let's stop acting like everything is up for debate. Because when we do that, what's the point of even having scripture anymore? What's the point of there being an authority and a revelation from God, you know, given to us? But the thing that ties the two purposes of the podcast together, the race relations piece and the theology piece, is very seldom is white theology done with black theology. We are so siloed in our churches that when we do theology with only people that look like us and talk like us and think like us, maybe even have the same political views as us, we really do the scriptures a disservice to only see things from one perspective. And so it really is a fun podcast. It's very cool. And we've done three episodes of both podcasts, actually. So encourage you to jump in, get caught up on those if you haven't already. I want both of them to be very interactive, so I'd love to hear from you via email and Twitter, which you can find the information by finding each of those two podcasts. As far as the Behind the Curtain Ministry podcast, This is episode 41, which is pretty cool. And this podcast began on March 3rd of 2015. So it's been over 3 years. That's a pretty good run with this podcast. You know, some honest reflection on it. I think the positives is I think we did a good job of getting some behind the curtain perspectives for ministry leaders. The similar questions that I would ask, there's similar themes I would ask to different people that had different levels of prominence in ministry, but it's how do we keep our identity in Christ in the midst of a culture that is always trying to have us put our identity in how big our platform is, how many people follow us on Twitter, how big our churches are. And I think for me personally, there was just some helpful things. A lot of those interviews I just treated as my own therapy session to say, okay, my soul needs some work, and so help me work on my soul. And so I think that was pretty cool. I mean, one of the reasons I want to stop doing the podcast is I think we hit that topic really well, so well, we didn't have to hit it anymore. I think you get to a point where the interviews start to get kind of similar in the way that they lay themselves out. But I do hope that they are helpful to you. There's musicians, there's athletes, there's authors, there's pastors, there's just regular people on there like me and you. And so I encourage you to go back and there's 41 of them. There's 40 other episodes for you to look through. They're going to stay on Podbean. They'll stay on iTunes as well and wherever else they've ended up. So if you haven't listened to all the episodes, though I'm a little embarrassed, I think, of some of the early ones because I am that way with everything that I do. But the genesis of this podcast really came out of trying to get a book published, and that was kind of interesting as well. So, you know, I first wrote my manuscript in 2012. I got an agent, I believe, in 2014 or 15. I lose track of it now. Maybe it was 2015 when I got my agent because I was podcasting prior to that. But the textbook says build your platform and then you'll be able to get an agent. You'll be able to get your book published by a big publisher. And so this podcast, while it was something I enjoyed and something I wanted to do for my own spiritual growth and for the growth of listeners, I've mentioned this before, part of the rationale for it was to, quote unquote, gain more platform. And I think in some ways it worked in doing that, but I never got published by a big publisher, which I've talked about before. So I independently published and essentially created my own publishing company, South Francis Press. And that was a big part of my own journey of getting to a point of saying, well, what's behind the curtain of my own journey? There's this piece, there's a person inside of me that says I must be published by a Zondervan or a Thomas Nelson for me to feel like I'm valuable, for me to feel like I've made it, or even to make it feel like this book I've written is worth something. So it's been cool to publish independently, to see the reviews on Amazon where people are saying, this book is changing my life, to meet with guys, to really have a ministry to men, and eventually a ministry to women. I'm going to make a parallel book. I'm going to co-author it with a woman. It's going to You'll be able to read it in your churches where the guys can read Beyond the Battle for 6 weeks. The women can read the women's book tentatively called More Than a Princess. But it's been cool to see it just be ministry, because it becomes very Hollywood, if you will, when you're trying to chase down a big publisher, you're trying to get this advance, and then you have to really be concerned about how much you sell. You have to sell yourself. You have to always be out there. And there's needs for that, and I may have a book published someday by a traditional publisher, and I'll have to do those things and navigate those things. What's been cool about this book, and especially the topic of this book, is I've been able to find guys that want to be pure. They want to be free from lust. They want to be free from pornography. I've been able to find guys that want to have better marriages, that want to be content in their singleness, and just say, let's just do this together. It feels much more like being a pastor. Let's just read this together. Let's pray through this together. Read these scriptures together. And in doing this, get to see fruit from God in their lives. So that's been pretty awesome. That's been a part of my behind the curtain journey. So I hope you've enjoyed the ride. I have, and I would love to continue our podcast friendship, if that is such a thing. We will be able to do that if you just jump over to both the Black and White Theology podcast and the Beyond the Battle podcast. I only do podcasts that start with the letter B. So I have three of those now. Well, I guess chopping it up kind of breaks that mold, but, you know, haven't done that one in a while. So, one thing I am, and Tyler as well, are trying to be very disciplined with is to do these podcasts every other week. So I know with Behind the Curtain, you would wait months sometimes, and then you'd have two in 1 week, you know, and that, for me, I listen to several podcasts as well. That's not very helpful. I think it's more helpful to have a regular flow of episodes. And so every other Tuesday, we'll be recording Beyond the Battle. I'll be recording Beyond the Battle, and then the other Tuesdays, we'll be recording the Black and White Theology podcast. So really, every Wednesday or so, you should have a new episode from me on one or two of those two places. So thank you to all of you who have listened. We are closing the curtain for the final time, so I cannot say see you next time at A Crossroads and Behind the Curtain, but I can see you at A Crossroads, still blogging over there at acrossroads.net, so find me there. I will see you next time at A Crossroads and on the Beyond the Battle and Black and White Theology podcast.